How would you feel if you lived your life in such a way where you expressed what was authentically alive within you as a way of being, as a way of living in the world? How would that feel that every time that you said something, it was something that was true and meaningful for you versus trying to say what you thought the outside world wanted you to hear? In this episode, we continue with our series of intentions and delusions for part four, where we discuss the intention of sincerity and the delusion of performance. And before we get into this, I want to share with you how this has actually impacted my life, because out of every single one of the intentions and delusion sets, this has been, I would say, one of the most difficult ones for me to overcome in my own life. And one of the ways that I overcame this actually resulted in the most beautiful gift of my life that I could have possibly asked for, that truthfully, I didn't even know that I could ask for such a thing. Being able to stand in sincerity and to express sincerely resulted in this for me. So the way that I actually ended up getting into a relationship with my now fiance was by understanding and embracing my own sincerity and expressing it. So when her and I were first dating, what was really interesting is that I remember I felt very smitten very quickly. And I thought to myself that I was infatuated and that, you know, I was really getting ahead of myself in the relationship between her and I. And I remember I was getting ahead of myself in the sense that I was asking myself, I was like, oh, is she the one? You know, is this the girl that I'm going to marry? Turns out now, yes. And at the time, I didn't really know. At the time, I was trying to find out. I was trying to just get ahead of myself, so to speak. So I essentially pulled out all the stops when her and I first started dating. And I would imagine that maybe I was, you know, a little intense in the sense that I was just basically doing the most, right? In terms of like the types of dates that we go on and just expressing words of affirmation. And I remember that in the beginning, you know, I felt just so compelled to do this naturally, right? I was being myself totally and completely the entire time. And naturally, my sincere expression was to be the way that I was being in that way. And what was interesting is around our fourth date, I remember she came over to my house for the first time. And her and I were outside in the backyard sitting on the trampoline and just kind of looking at the clouds and talking and having conversation. And she expressed something to me where she basically said something to the effect of calling it off what our dating at the fourth date. And she basically had said, she's like, you know, I just don't know. You know, I think you're amazing. And I think, you know, we're both great people. I just think that maybe that there are other people that are a better fit for us. And she's like, I don't want to feel this way, but I do. And I just wanted to share that with you. Now, while I was, you know, smitten by this woman and just kind of in the courting phase of our relationship, the thing that I most feared was this exact conversation. Like, I was worried that maybe she would call things off, or maybe she wouldn't be into me, or maybe she would say something to the same effect of what she was actually saying in that conversation. And I remember I had feared this, I had dreaded it, and I wasn't sure if it was going to happen, but it was always in the back of my mind. And I remember as she said it, what ended up happening next surprised both me and her, because what I replied with actually ended up alchemizing that feeling that she was having of uncertainty. And not only did that, but it also allowed me an opportunity to express totally sincerely. And as a result, we were able to create the most beautiful relationship filled with joy, love, passion, creativity, and fun that we get to experience each and every day. And basically, as she said that, what I ended up replying with was not something that I would have ever said before, because in the past, I might have either taken the route of the arrogant, cocky guy and been like, whoa, don't get ahead of yourself. Don't flatter yourself. I might have said something like that. Or I might have gone, you know, swung the pendulum in the other way and been the really nice guy and said something to the effect of like, oh, well, you know, that's okay. I understand. I'd rather have you as a friend than not in my life at all. And in the past, I would have swung to either one of those because that's what I thought I was supposed to reply in such situations. I either wanted to act as though I was aloof, even if I didn't feel so, or wanted to act really understanding, even if I didn't actually feel understanding or in accord with what was being said. But I didn't respond with either of those things. And instead, I just spoke what was alive within me. I expressed what was alive within me. And I said to her, that is completely cool that you feel that way. and thank you for sharing with me what your feelings are. I don't need you to change them. I'm glad that you're feeling the way that you're feeling, and these are your emotions to express. Like, and I still like you, and I like where we're at, and I still want to continue getting to know you. And in that moment, everything changed. It was like a weight was lifted off of the dynamic of our brewing relationship, and we were able to fully be ourselves, totally sincere, our full rascally silly selves, as well as being able to communicate what was resonant within us and what was deep and meaningful to each of us. And our conversations completely transformed from that moment on. We were able to be totally genuine with each other. And that moment alchemized everything, because suddenly she didn't feel as though she needed to change her emotions, justify her emotions, or try to go along with whatever it was that I was saying. She felt honored in that moment. She felt as though she could be herself, and that she would be supported, and that she would be safe to feel those things. And for me, I was completely at peace with what I said. No attachment to the outcome, and I was able to fully accept myself for what I had responded. So whether or not she would have taken me up on continuing our relationship or chose to end it, I would have been at peace regardless. And it's because of the intention of sincerity. So what is sincerity versus performance? Sincerity is a way of expressing. Performance is a way of not expressing. When you are sincere, you are expressing. When you're performing, you are impressing. And there's a very big difference between the two of those things, because when you express, it is coming from within. It is what is alive within you that wants to be expressed and said. Versus when you impress, what you're essentially doing is looking to the outside world to see what the world wants of you. And being the person and expressing and saying all the words of what you feel will get you a sense of validation, what you feel others will approve of. And it reminds me of the Cooley quote, which is that I'm not who I think I am. I'm not who you think I am. I'm who I think you think I am, which is how a lot of people operate when they are engaged in the delusion of performance. They are not being themselves. They are being who they think the world wants them to be. And when you are who you think the world wants you to be, you lose yourself. Because ultimately, every time you perform, ultimately, every time you try to not express in life, you disengage from expression, it is a form of lying. It is a form of dishonesty with yourself. And every time you engage in a lie, just like Jordan Peterson would talk about, you are trying to manipulate the very fabric of reality. You're manipulating the very fabric of reality because you're putting your faith into what isn't versus what is, into what's not real versus what is real. And every time you do that, you start to distort your feelings, you start to distort what your intuition is telling you, and upon distortion of that intuition, you start to lose what guides you, and you start to ultimately build a life that is completely based on belief systems, structures, and constructs that you've adopted from the outside world. It's like Carl Jung said, the world will ask you who you are. And if you don't know, the world will tell you who you are. And so when you express through sincerity, you are telling the world who you are. You are not allowing the world to tell you who you are. And that is ultimately the struggle that a lot of people experience. And so when it comes to this idea, when we are expressing what is alive within us, what you notice is that every time you express what is alive within you, you are training yourself and you are practicing authenticity. You are practicing being able to say what is true and real for you. Every time you perform, you are practicing hiding from yourself. You're practicing mistrusting yourself or distrusting yourself every single time we go into performance, because we're not saying what is true. We are saying what we think others want to hear. And so when we are expressing sincerely, you notice yourself feel lighter. You notice yourself feel stable and strong. There's this really interesting idea that the psychologist Carl Rogers talked about. We talked about this idea of subception, which is this feeling, internal feeling, where you feel like something is off or shaky or off balance upon speaking something that is not a truth. Now, the reason why we do that is because when something isn't true, our body actually responds. This is why all five intentions come together to work in a single unified system. Because when you feel that something is off, that is actually an opportunity for you to correct it and go into sincerity. But you wouldn't be able to feel it if you were resisting your emotions. So that is why we bring all of these things in together. We actually feel our feelings. we ask questions of understanding, of asking ourselves, well, what does this mean to me? What is it that I want to express? We do the actions that are sincere, and then we speak what is sincere. We speak what is present and alive within us. And the more you speak what is present and alive within you, the more confidence you build in yourself, the more congruency you build in yourself, and the more alignment you build in yourself. The world has changed, where when we think of who is an authority, whether it's an online influencer, a business person, an athlete, an actor or actress, authority comes down to alignment and congruency. It is not who has the best stats. It is not who can, you know, be the most flashy online or in the spotlight. People don't buy into that anymore. And as a society, we've built a distrust from people who are trying to pull one over us, people who are trying to engage in the game of impressing everyone around them. And we start to respond to authenticity. We start to respond to what's real because it signals in us, and we have the feeling of actually having the permission to be ourselves in the presence of someone who is being themselves. So it creates this reverberation effect that becomes really, really powerful. And so we want to really decide for ourselves to practice sincerity by expressing what is alive within us. And if you have been a chronic people pleaser all your life, like I was, sometimes this idea, this task can be very daunting because now you're showing yourself. You're actually bearing who you are. And the thing is, being yourself is not going to make you necessarily more likable, but the right people who are authentically aligned with you will like you, and you'll like yourself, which is what's most important. And so when we are doing this, when we are engaging in sincerity, we're saying who we are and we're living a life that is sincere, and we start to experience the consequences of our own actions. The thing is, when we perform, when we are not who we say we want to be, ultimately what ends up happening is we end up climbing the wrong ladder. We make the wrong friends, friends who don't actually align with our values, but friends who align with the performance that we've put on, with the character that we've shown. And when you think about people who experience depression, Jim Carrey had a great way of putting this. He says depression is when you, your whole body, your whole system says, I'm done playing this character. I'm done. I'm tired, and I'm no longer going to be this character that you're trying to make me be. And that is what performance ends up leading to. It ends up leading to you climbing the wrong mountain. It ends up leading to making the wrong friends because they're not liking you because of who you are, but who you're pretending to be. And so when we instead engage in sincerity, we start to like ourselves more. We start to trust ourselves more. We can trust our intuition. And when we can trust our intuitions and we like ourselves more, then the right people will actually come into our lives, and we'll be able to build relationships with people who authentically align with our values versus impressing someone who we don't actually align with. And so this is why it's very key to live a life of sincerity. When you live a life of sincerity, you don't shield yourselves from the consequences of your words and actions. And when you experience the consequences of your words and actions that are sincere, you truly learn. But if you're not being sincere, then you're not truly learning. You're just learning a new way to fake people out, a new way to manipulate the world around you. Instead, being yourself is the ultimate adventure, because it is the adventure of telling the truth and not saying something because you think it's going to lead to a certain outcome, but it is saying something to see how the world responds to you, the genuine, authentic you. One of the things that Jordan Peterson talks about that I think is really interesting on this topic is that when he would grade university papers, he said undergraduate papers were typically filled with cliches. And he said the problem with a cliche is that by its very nature, and now these are my words, not his, but by its very nature is an act of performance. It is an act where you think to yourself, well, this is a cliche. This is socially vetted, and most of the world would accept me saying this thing. But the problem with using a cliche is that it's a way of hiding yourself, a way of hiding yourself in order to say something that you think is going to get you approval and validation, rather than bearing your soul and being and having the courage and the wisdom to experience the consequences so that you truly learn and you begin to refine and iterate upon yourself. It is very much when you engage in the journey of sincerity, it's not always going to be the response that you get from the world is not always going to be what you like or what you prefer, but it will be what is real to you. I remember still, right before I met my fiance Heather, I was talking to one of my coaches, And I told him, I'm like, hey, I dropped the whole performance thing. I'm going on these dates and I'm being myself totally and completely. And I'm not getting good responses. I'm like, this isn't working. And he said, no, it is working. You just don't like the results yet. But the more I was myself, the more I was able to align and bring in people that were truly aligned with me. And so bear your soul to the world. Be yourself. Express what is alive within you, because there is only one you. And your purpose in this world, the gift that you have for this world, your entire purpose is not what you do. It's not the roles that you play in life. It's who you are. You are a unique expression of all that is. There is only one you. So express what is alive within you, as that is what the world needs. In our next episode, we get into the final part of our 5-part series of the Intentions and Delusions, where we go into unity versus separation. And this is what brings them all together. So I look forward to seeing you in the next one.